Food Heals Nation, what have you been doing lately when it comes to truly caring for your skin? Have you tried any of the light therapy facials or the LED masks? I've shared on this show how I use lasers to completely remove my brown spots in the past, and I love anything that can help me with wrinkles or blemishes or redness or scars. I find a lot of great products on YouTube that I test out, and I've just discovered a new brand. It's called Lima. And when you see the before and afters on YouTube, you're going to be a convert too. They are changing the way that you care for your skin on actually a profoundly scientific level. This is the Lima laser. It's the world's most powerful clinic-grade cosmetic laser device and the only laser FDA cleared for at-home use. Why this is important is because I was spending, I'm not going to tell you how much, way too much money years ago when I was getting rid of those brown spots, when I was really healing my skin. And now this same type of technology is available at home, and I'm here for it. I am so excited. So this is a near infrared laser light that penetrates deep into the dermis, simultaneously working on your fat, muscle, and bone to give you like a non-surgical facelift. It transforms your skin. It helps skin issues like wrinkles, sagging, blemishes, pigmentation, redness, breakouts, and scars. And it does this with zero damage, zero pain, and zero downtime. And I remember the lasers that I used to do, they did have some downtime, so this is great. Make sure to check out some of the before and after photos on the website so you can see what I'm talking about. They have YouTube videos too. But the reason it's groundbreaking is it uses that near-infrared low-level light technology, which is completely cold and painless, and it's 100 times more powerful than an LED. And the craziest part is you can even use it with a full face of makeup. So check it out for yourself. Visit lima.life. L is for live, Y is for younger, M is for masterful, A is for approved, and learn more about the Lima laser. If you're interested in trying one today, you can sign up for their newsletter. Tell them that Food Heals sent you, and please let me know if you order one. I want to hear about your results. Again, it's lima.life, lyma.life.
Once I got open and I got into this community, that's where I started learning about toxins. That's where I started learning about things like fragrance, things like paraben, things like sodium lauryl sulfate, things like propylene glycol, you know, all these things that I had no idea what they were, yet they were the number one thing that was causing all the inflammation in my body and the symptoms that I had.
Holistic Voice presents the Food Heals podcast with your hosts, Allison Melody and Susie Hardy. Join the Food Heals Nation and learn the secrets to go from feeling unwell to healing yourself.
Warning, side effects of this podcast may include increased health and vitality, thoughts of living longer, an increase in sexual activity, feelings of joy, cravings for kale and quinoa, and a spike in Tinder matches. In rare cases, women have experienced a strong desire to stop asking their boyfriends if they look fat and stressed. If you experience any of these symptoms, post a selfie to Instagram immediately.
All right, welcome Food Heals Nation. Thanks for joining me. I'm Allison Melody. And a question for you. Do you truly know what's in your cosmetic products, your household cleaners, your water, your toys, your furniture, and your food? Even if you are consciously choosing the most non-toxic, organic, plant-based products on the market, there are probably still hidden toxins lurking inside your body and inside your home. Of the more than 80,000 chemicals that are currently used in the United States, most of these chemicals have not been adequately tested for their effects on our health, and we are seeing the devastating effects of that manifest with these skyrocketing numbers of chronic and debilitating diseases. So what can we do? Well, I brought my girl, the toxin terminator, Amy Carlson, here to break it down for you today. Amy suffered from severe reproductive issues for most of her adult life, even being diagnosed in menopause at the age of 36. She had horrible symptoms from hot flashes to night sweats. She would wake up drenched. She felt like she had zero control over her emotions. She struggled with headaches and migraines and even loss of vision on her left side. And of course, she did what we all would do, right? She met with countless doctors and specialists, spending so much time and so much money with no solutions. But 8 years ago, she was introduced to the world of natural health, and that's when she learned that she was in toxin overload. And by detoxing her home, her body, and her life, she was absolutely able to heal her symptoms, those symptoms that doctors had no answers for, and her headaches went away. And she was able to finish menopause with no symptoms. She regained her energy, her emotional health, and now she's physically healthier in her 50s than she was in her 30s. It's a remarkable story, and I'm so excited to share it with you today. Now with her podcast, programs, and her book, The Toxin Terminator, she helps others identify and remove hidden toxins from their homes, their bodies, and their lives to live vibrantly again. This may be one of the most important episodes you ever listen to, Food Heals Nation. It's so good. I had to split it into two parts. So part one is today, and tune in next week for part two. Listen twice, take notes, and get ready to detox your life with Amy Carlson. But first, a great way to detox your body on a daily basis is to get your greens on every single day. We are bombarded with toxins, environmental toxins, household toxins, things we don't even know that we're ingesting into our system, whether it's in our water, our food, our household products, our cleaning products, our skincare products, you get it. And did you know that 90% of Americans are not getting their recommended amount of veggies every day? And 85% aren't meeting their fruit quota. But if you're getting your fruits and vegetables in, it's helping your body detox daily. Both fruits and vegetables provide fiber and vitamins and minerals and phytonutrients, which phytonutrients are those natural plant chemicals that help fight and prevent disease and help us detox on the regular. So Dr. Greger of NutritionFacts.org and also Food Heals Podcast favorite and guest, he recommends 9 servings of fruit and veggies per day at a minimum. When you're trying to detox, this number can actually be much higher. So if you're thinking it is impossible to get that much fruit and veggies into your diet each day, don't worry, because Athletic Greens has your back. Athletic Greens has the antioxidant equivalent of 12 servings of fruits and veggies per day, so you can get all the nutrition that your body craves in just one drink a day. Athletic Greens has 75 whole food source ingredients, vitamins, minerals, digestive enzymes, prebiotics, antioxidants, probiotics, everything you need. So go to athleticgreens.com/foodheals right now. You'll get 2 free gifts, which will be your free vitamin D that lasts a year, plus 5 free Athletic Greens travel packs with your subscription to Athletic Greens. That's athleticgreens.com/foodheals. Claim your 2 free gifts today. Next up, my interview with Amy Carlson, a.k.a. the Toxin Terminator.
The Food Heals Podcast starts now.
She's a certified toxicity and detox specialist who helps people identify and remove hidden toxins so they can achieve true health. Please welcome my friend Amy Carlson to the show.
Thank you, Allison. I'm so excited to be here with your community.
I am so excited to have you. It's been a long time coming. I remember when I met you at Podcast Movement and everything you had to say, I was like, yes, 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 and tell me more.
Well, absolutely. And you know how beneficial looking into all the things that we can do for our health and wellness are. And there's so many different avenues. I like to look at it as it's a big jigsaw puzzle, right? And we have corner pieces and edge pieces, and we've got, you know, the pieces that have the open-ended, and they all get connected to make this big, beautiful picture when it all fits together nicely.
Yeah. And I knew that you were a kindred spirit as soon as I met you because of the things that you were saying. And I was like, this is my girl. We've got to collaborate. And everything that I've seen you do over the past, I think, 2 years since we've met with your podcast and your book, I'm just so excited for. Your message is so needed. And you're the toxin terminator. So I would love for you to take us back, because you say that almost all disease, which I agree with, can be traced to toxins. And so we have to detox our homes, our bodies, and our lives. But to get to that conclusion, you had to go through your own harrowing health journey. So tell me about what set you on this path.
I'd love to. You know, I need to start back to when my husband and I first got married, and I won't make this, you know, an hour long story. I'll get the shorter version of it.
That's okay. I want to hear all the details.
When he and I first got married, which was 17 years ago now, he was really into health and wellness. In fact, I thought it was kind of that hippie woo-woo far out there stuff. And I'm like, you know what, honey, you keep that stuff over there. And I'll just do what I'm doing over here, okay? And as long as you know, we keep those two worlds a little bit separated, we're going to be just fine. I wanted nothing to do with it. And he tried to talk to me about the foods that we eat. He tried to talk to me about my emotions and my feelings. He used words like manifesting. I'm like, what is that?
Oh, this is so funny, Amy.
But as, you know, we were going through my life, I was an automotive franchise owner for 30 years. So I worked on cars for a living. And I knew what toxins were because of being in that field. We have used oil, used antifreeze. We have all the chemicals that we use. We have certain safety equipment we had to wear. So when we talk toxins, that's where my brain went to. And I always thought of it as a manufacturing process, not that we had toxins inside of our home. Does that make sense?
Yes, I do understand.
Yeah. And so I had all these health issues going on. I had reproductive issues. My periods were crazy. I had headaches every single day. I had migraines that I actually lost the vision on my left side from. I had bizarre things happening to my health. I would go to bed and I would wake up the next morning and I would have a mouth full of canker sores, not just one, like 100 inside my mouth, down my throat. I would go to bed and be perfectly fine. And I'd wake up and I'd have this abscess on my face that had it so swollen that you couldn't even tell I had a jawline. And I had to go have plastic surgery and tubes stuck in my face. Bizarre things happening. And I was going to the doctor because, Allison, that's what we do. Our body's broken. So we go to the doctor to get fixed. And I wasn't getting solutions. I was getting Band-Aid. And I had many doctors telling me that my symptoms were in my head. Look, you just have a high-stress job. Here, take this antidepressant and everything will be better. And I thought literally I was going crazy. I was out of my mind. I was in forced menopause because I had a hysterectomy. So I wasn't sure that if I wanted to kill someone or I wanted to love them. I had no idea. It was just a mess in my life.
Yeah. And it's such a unfortunately common experience where people go to the doctors and all they give you is a prescription for pills because they cannot determine the root cause of the problem. And it's so frustrating to hear these stories, unfortunately, over and over again. So please continue.
No problem. So it was very frustrating. And honestly, I had gotten myself to a point where I'm like, well, I guess this is as good as it gets. You know, I don't have cancer. I'm not dying, or I don't think I am. So I guess it could be worse. I'm just going to have to suck it up. And this is as good as it gets. At the same time, I had this girlfriend that kept inviting me to this class about essential oils. Now, before anybody says anything, remember my husband, the woo-woo guy? Well, the same thing with essential oils. I thought, I am not going to this stupid class. If a doctor can't fix me, a little bottle of I don't know what isn't going to either. And she kept inviting me every single month for an entire year. And I finally said, Tina, if I come to your class, will you stop inviting me? And literally, Allison, that is why I went. It was like, okay. I'll go, quit inviting me, I'll listen. And they passed around all these oils and I smelled them. And honestly, I thought they all stunk. I'm like, who would put this on their body? Yuck.
This is so amazing.
Why would I want to do anything like this? And the things that I was suffering from, she didn't really talk about during the class, but something piqued my interest. There was just something, and I can't tell you what it was. And I stayed after the class and I asked her, I said, listen, one of my big issues is I'm tired all the time. And I don't know if it's because I can't sleep, if it's because of my mental brain fog. Is it, you know, I don't know what's causing what, but sleep is a huge issue for me. And I've got night sweats that are crazy. And she gave me something to try. And she said, here, put this on your forearms. Call me tomorrow. Let me know how you sleep tonight. I'm like, really? As easy as that? She's like, just call me tomorrow. Allison, I went home that night and had the first full night's sleep in years.
Okay, we all need this oil. What was it?
It's called Progestins Plus. And I called her the next day and I'm like, I don't know what that was, and I don't care how much it cost. Sign me up for whatever it is that you're selling.
Sign me up too. Sleep is so important. We all need to know this. Yes.
And so I did. And so here I'm going into this world that I said, count me out. But I say that essential oils were my gateway drug to healthy living.
Ooh, I love that.
Because once I got open and I got into this community, that's where I started learning about toxins. That's where I started learning about things like fragrance, things like paraben, things like sodium lauryl sulfate, things like propylene glycol. You know, all these things that I had no idea what they were, yet they were the number one thing that was causing all the inflammation in my body and the symptoms that I had. So as I learned and I started removing, all of a sudden, I don't have headaches anymore. All of a sudden, my digestive issues are going away. All of a sudden, I'm sleeping. All of a sudden, I have clarity of thought. All of a sudden, Allison, I have a life of vitality that I didn't even know was possible.
Oh, chills. Yes. It's like, obviously, on Food Heals, we're all about balancing your nutrition, figuring out the right foods for your body, and fueling yourself with food. And then what happens sometimes is you're like, I'm doing everything right. I'm doing my greens. I'm eating the good food. I've balanced my nutrition. And why do I still feel awful? Well, have you checked your toxin exposure? And it might be your shampoo, your lotion. Everything we put on our skin goes directly into our bloodstream. And some of those ingredients that you listed are the most common ingredients in skincare products. So talk to me about like how you made that transition and what you ended up figuring out so that you could feel better. And how long did it take once you started detoxing those things out of your system to feel better?
You know, like we said before we got started, that, you know, it really, really is a big jigsaw puzzle. I believe that you have to have all the pieces working together in order to have true vitality. It isn't that you can just go do one thing here and then everything is fine. Like you said, I have so many women that come to me that they're like, I'm exercising every single day and I'm eating all the right things, but yet I've got this belly fat that I just can't get rid of. What's going on? What's going on? Right? And so we have to get all of those pieces. You know, it's like a, oh gosh, what is the lock? You know, you've got to have the right code.
the
safe, you know, you can't unlock the safe without all the numbers to the lock and the safe. So I first started learning about the everyday stuff. You know, I found an app called Think Dirty.
Yes.
I'm sure you've heard of it. And I loved it because here's the thing. I am not a scientist and I don't want to be. When people started talking to me about reading labels, I'm like, I can't even pronounce these things. How do I know what they do, you know, for my body? So I got the easy button and that's Think Dirty. You can type in the stuff that you're using in your bathroom, the stuff that you're using to clean, the stuff that you're using in the laundry room, and it's going to give you a safety rating from 0 to 10. With 0 meaning it's completely safe and 10 meaning don't touch it with a 10-foot pole.
Yes.
And for me in my home, it's a 3. If it has a rating higher than a 3, it doesn't come into the house. Now, the thing about it is not just that it gives you that safety rating, but it tells you why. Now I can start learning, right? So it tells me, here's the ingredients inside this item that's causing us concern. And here's how it affects the body. So now as I'm going through and I'm looking, I start identifying. That's why I rattled off fragrance, parabens, sulfates, you know, phthalates, because you start putting 2 and 2 together and you start learning. I don't have to read the entire label. I just have to look for a few key words and know, yep, I can use this or no, I can't.
Yeah. And one of the things that I commonly tell people about, and I'm sure you do too, because you do this more often than I do, is laundry detergent. Because you're like, well, it doesn't matter. I'm not putting it on my skin. Well, the clothes that have been laundered in that detergent that's covered in toxins, phthalates and parabens and all the garbage is now going directly on your skin and into your skin all day long. Talk to me about some of the common household items we may not know that we need to be aware of.
Absolutely. And listen, about the laundry too, is not only is it on your skin and being absorbed in your skin, but you're breathing it in. Have you ever walked around your neighborhood and you knew exactly who was doing laundry?
Yeah, it's that smell. Right? The smell because is so connected. Yeah.
It's coming out of the dryer vent, or you go through the grocery store and you walk down the grocery aisle. What? That's off gassing of all the toxicity that's inside those ingredients. All right. So I want to share a fact for you guys. Depending on the ingredient and depending on the condition of your skin, we can detect the chemical inside your body, the bloodstream of your body, within 30 seconds to 2 minutes after a substance has been put onto your skin.
Wow.
30 seconds to 2 minutes. So do you wear your clothes for less than 30 seconds? No. Do you shower for less than 30 seconds? No. Do you lay in your bed for less than 30 seconds? I sure hope not, right?
No.
So it's so, so important. In my book, The Toxin Terminator, I talk about 5 pillars. Should we talk about each one of those?
I would love you to take us through the 5 pillars. Your book, The Toxin Terminator, is life-changing. Food Heals Nation, go right now. Order it on Amazon. You will not regret it. If you're driving, order it later, but we'll put it in the show notes. We'll put a link to it. But yes, I would love to talk about the 5 pillars. Thank you.
Beautiful. Because then I can give you just my top tip in each one. Because here's the thing. In order to truly heal the body, you've got to take your hand off the fire. And the toxins are the fire. And they don't happen just with one or two. It's this overburden that just keeps accumulating substance after substance after substance until finally the body says, enough is enough. I cannot do one more thing. This is the straw that broke the camel's back. And now we've got disease emanating inside of our body.
Yes. I would love to add to this and just say that my understanding of what I've learned over all the years of studying chronic disease from the Food Heals podcast and all the interviews I've done is that all this chronic disease, including cancer, all the things that we're dealing with are multifactorial. So we have to treat these things. We have to treat the cause and not the symptoms. Well, the causes are multifactorial. So it's not just taking gluten out of the diet or taking sulfates out of the toxins. We have to look at everything with a fine-tooth comb and create that perfect environment of health for ourselves. And I know that's something that you help people do. So yes, Amy, take us through the pillars.
Let me walk back just one more step before we get to the 5 pillars and give you guys an explanation. When I took my certification to become a toxicity and detox specialist, what I learned is we all hear detox, words like detox and cleanse, and we've got detox teas and herbs and supplements and all this stuff. And those are good things. No one is saying that they're bad. But what happens is we're still downstream. We've got this detox funnel in our body. Starts down with the colon, moves on up to the intestines and the skin and the liver and the kidneys and the bile ducts, goes to the lymphatic system, the glymphatic system, and then it gets to the cells in the tissue. Now, the cells in the tissue are what's upstream. And what happens is we're not getting all the way upstream. So your cell has this membrane. This is like, I like to call this the mom of the cell. You know, when we're a mom, we're the gatekeepers of our home. We're the one to say, yes, you can be friends with this person. Yes, you can eat this. No, you can't do that. No, this is your time that you need to be inside. This is how much time we dictate everything for our children, right? Depending upon their age. Well, the cell membrane does the same thing. It says, okay, you're safe to come on into the cell. Nope, you're not safe. And they also are the messengers. Your cell has these receptors, and those are sending millions of messages out to the body, to your hormones, to your insulin, to your thyroid, to your nerves. All these messages are going around, and you've got trillions of these inside the body. When we have toxin exposure that happens every day with all the different products that we're using, we're damaging that cell wall. And we keep damaging it. And what happens is it starts to harden. And then all of the sudden, we're not allowing the good things in. And we're certainly not allowing the bad things out. So the toxins get trapped inside there. And not only do they get trapped inside the cell, but all those little receptors and the messages, they start getting blocked. And the messages aren't going out anymore. Mom's gone crazy. That's what's happened. She's like, what? Can't control you guys. You're wild Indians. And so now we can't function as we need to do. And that's why we've got to get upstream so we can fix that cell so the body heals. That's why if you're eating all the right things and you're exercising and doing what you're supposed to be doing and you're still not getting the results, we've got to take a look at that cell. Because until we fix it, the body doesn't get well.
I mean, preach, mic drop. Thank you for breaking that down. I agree with you. And I love the way that you just made it really simplified for us to understand so that we can now take the right action steps to detox.
Let's go for it. So we want to take a look at, you know, five pillars. So what can we do? The first step is to take our hand off that stinking fire. We can't do anything further down if we don't take the hand off the fire. So in my book, The Toxin Terminator, I talk about the five pillars. And the five pillars are air, water, food, absorption, and mental. So in all these areas of life, we have toxic exposures. So let's talk about some of the top tips for each one of those. Would you guys like to hear some of those?
I absolutely would love that.
All right. So air. I think the number one thing I think of when air and you know what we're breathing is fragrance. Fragrance is now considered the new secondhand smoke. We went through a period of time in our society where smoking was actually glorified and made to be like this really neat thing. And women did it. Men did it.
Doctors did it in advertisements.
But then all of a sudden we discovered, you know, it's not so good for the body. And we went through this whole movement where, you know, really now if you smoke, you're kind of one of the abnormal people. There, you know, most everybody is non-smokers now. And we just know that this is not a good, healthy thing to do to our body, right?
Right. And the most interesting thing about it, sorry, I just want to add something here, is that when my father started smoking, it was touted by doctors as healthy.
Yeah.
And doctors were paid to promote different brands of cigarettes. So no wonder now it's like, I don't understand why people don't see the parallels between pharmaceutical drugs and all of the things, because it's like, smoking used to be promoted as something healthy to do for your body. My father became addicted. He later died of liver cancer. I mean, it's just unacceptable the way that that society was. But today, these things are still going on. They're just disguised differently. And so there are things right now that are happening that are just like that, that we haven't seen yet, that haven't been called out yet.
Oh, I'm here to tell you, Allison, and this is we're on a side tangent here.
Sure. That's what's going to happen here.
In 5 years, we're going to be seeing those commercials. If you've been damaged by hand sanitizers, call the law firm of, you know, Schneekel.
Exactly. Right? Oh. So,
it's like, oh my word. And we know that's forthcoming because of, you know, everything that we've endured over the last 18 months. So it's just crazy times, but we can talk about that with asbestos. We could talk about that with so many different substances that have come out that thought, you know, I think that the medical community, you know, thinks this is a good thing. They just don't test it through, you know, to completion to see that not so good.
Mm-hmm.
Food Heals Nation, today we're chatting with Amy about how to truly choose non-toxic products. And this could not be more important than when it comes to skincare, because our skin is our largest organ and what we put on it goes directly into our bloodstream. That's why I'm super conscious of what I put on my face and on my body. And I know it can be hard to find products that are truly safe, truly clean, and effective. That's why I love Osea Malibu, because their mission is to ensure products are free of chemicals that are known or strongly suspected of causing cancer, mutation, or birth defects. And they've just got great products like their Ocean Skin Cleanser, their Vagus Nerve Oil, Atmosphere Protection Cream. And the one I'm most excited to share with you today is the Undaria Algae Body Oil. So I've got Tyler back in the studio. How's it going?
Hi, everyone. I'm good. I'm doing great. I'm looking forward to trying your oil here.
Yes. Okay. So let's give it a try. This is the Undaria Algae Body Oil. So let's do a couple of squirts in the hand.
All right. There it goes. Again, this stuff is absolutely gorgeous in the bottle. Very attractive looking, and it is feeling good. This would be excellent for all of you amateur and professional masseuses out there that want to wake up some dry skin. My God, this feels nice.
Yeah, it's super smooth, very silky. What is the smell? It smells so good.
It smells citrusy to me. I'm sure there's more to it, but that's what I get, and it smells great.
Yeah, so they describe it as sunny citrus with notes of sweet passion fruit.
I'm feeling passionate already about this fine Undaria oil.
Oh my gosh. You do have a voice for radio, and you always are good at helping me with my ads. Thank you so much. So it's luxurious and rich, not greasy or sticky, and it's got sustainable packaging. It's really pretty. They've made clean, safe skincare products since 1996. They are vegan and cruelty-free. How old were you in 1996?
I was 15 years old, and I can tell you I didn't have anything this nice.
You have a good answer, yes. So plant-derived ingredients, great for your skin and the planet. Female-founded, family-operated by a mother and daughter team. I love Osea. I know you're going to love it, too. You can try it risk-free for 30 days and get free shipping on orders over $50. And they always send free samples with every order. So that's fun. So, Tyler, what can they do?
You can take 10% off your first order with the promo code FOODHEALS at OseaMalibu.com. That's 10% off with code FOODHEALS at Osea Malibu, OseaMalibu.com.
Amazing. Well, yes, Food Heals Nation, check out Osea Malibu. I love them. I know you will too. And you know what else is really important for detoxing, Tyler?
I like a probiotic when I'm detoxing.
Hey, did you know I was going to say that?
Yes, I did. Okay. We got some right here.
Maybe we planned this a little bit in advance. Fair. But what do we have right here? This is the Just Thrive spore-based probiotic and antioxidant. So I gave them to you about a month ago. And how have you been feeling?
Well, I feel great taking them. And again, I've never taken probiotics before, but now that I've had this opportunity, I take it in the morning. It's going to help me digest my food throughout the day. It's going to help my gut keep my good bacteria outweighing my bad bacteria, and it's going to make me overall healthier.
Yeah.
So I'm enjoying taking it.
Good. I'm really glad to hear that. And what I love about Just Thrive is that because they're spore-based probiotics, they're guaranteed to make it alive into the gut, which a lot of probiotics out there on the market actually die before they hit the gut. So you're basically taking something that doesn't work and you don't even know it.
Yeah. A lot of Greek yogurts and things, they suggest that they're probiotic, but I guess I just trust this a little more.
Yeah, so actually Just Thrive has something to say about that. They have 1,000 times better survivability versus Greek yogurt and other leading probiotics. You don't have to refrigerate them, and they're just super convenient. I love the packaging. I love Tina. She's my girl. She's been on the podcast multiple times, the founder. And yeah, probiotics are great for boosting your energy, improving your sleep, keeping you regular, and just improving your gut health. So we're talking about detoxing today with Amy on this episode, and this is such an important tool for your detox and healing toolbox.
I'm excited to have added probiotics to my healing toolbox.
Yay!
When you get yours, use coupon code FOODHEALS15 to get 15% off your order at justthrivehealth.com.
Yep, that's justthrivehealth.com. FOODHEALS15 will get you 15% off. So add a spore-based probiotic to your healing and detox routine today. Now back to our interview with Amy. We have been experimented on for so long, it's no wonder this is still going on, but people think it's over. Well, it doesn't happen today. Why do you think that? It's still happening every single day.
It is. It's just, it's insane. Absolutely insane. So, gosh, where were we?
I will take you on side tangents. I'm not going to lie, but you are on the first pillar.
I love side tangents. I go on them all the time. It's the way my brain thinks. So air. So we got on talking about secondhand smoke. Fragrance is the new secondhand smoke. Scientists have found that fragrance is more damaging to the neural system of our body and the respiratory systems of our body than even smoke.
Okay, so define fragrance, because I'm thinking candles, things added to perfumes. Like, what is it exactly?
So here's the thing. Manufacturers have caught on to us, you know, who want to teach people about living a lifestyle. So they're like, you know, they'll say fragrance-free or unscented or natural fragrance. I'm telling you right now, as the toxin terminator, stay away from all of that.
Those words mean nothing.
They mean absolutely zero. And here's probably the biggest tip you're going to get from me. The front of any product is marketing. Any product, you have to turn it around and read the label.
Yes.
All right. So just hear me out on that. The front is marketing. They can say whatever they want. Turn it around and start reading your labels. So we want fragrance free. We want to make sure that our products are fragrance free. If it's unscented, it still has all of the chemicals from the fragrance, and they've added additional chemicals to it to mask the smell. Okay, so fragrance free is what you are looking for.
This is so important, and I know a lot, but girl, I did not know that. So that is so important, because I would see unscented and fragrance free and not know that there was a difference.
There is a huge difference. Unscented has still got the chemicals in it, and even more to mask it.
I am blown away right now. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Please continue.
And
if you are a person, you need to know why. You know, what's behind this? Fragrance is a proprietary trade secret. If a company had to give you what chemicals are included in Ralph Lauren's Polo, anybody could go out and make Ralph Lauren Polo. So they're considered proprietary trade secrets. They have a list of, I believe, over 44,000 different chemicals that they can choose from and include. So when you see the word fragrance, natural fragrance, I don't care what it says, they are pulling from that list, and it's usually about 200 chemicals that are included with that word.
Unbelievable. 200 chemicals.
Yes. Now listen, this is why I started the podcast, because being a woman in the automotive industry, well, it didn't even matter that I was a woman, just being in the automotive industry, we were highly regulated. And I just assumed that all other industries were as regulated as we were. And when I got into this world and I started learning about toxins, and I found that I've got products inside my home that have ingredients in them that are known to cause cancer, and the manufacturers know this, and the governmental agencies know this, and they're doing nothing to protect us, I knew I needed to have a voice for the consumer. And that's why I started the podcast.
Oh, and it's such a good show. Thank you for starting that show. I mean, that's why we do this, because we're like, no one's talking about these things, and we have to be loud about it, or else people aren't going to know what is destroying their health on a daily basis and how good they can feel. Like, I know that when you were suffering, you almost got to a place of acceptance. I guess this is how I'm supposed to feel. And then you're like, wait, that's not true.
How many people do? Allison, I would not have known 8 years ago what feeling good truly feels like. You couldn't have described it to me. Vision it like this. We're climbing a mountain, and we're down at the bottom of the mountain. We have no idea what the view looks like at the top of the mountain, because we're down at the bottom. And we see the view that we see, and hey, it's pretty nice down here. Looks pretty good. But I'm just going to go up halfway. Let's go up. Oh, it's even better. Oh, it's going to be tough, but okay, I'll go maybe another 100 feet. Oh, and the view becomes even better. And it's hard work. It's really hard work, but I'm going to keep on pushing myself, and I'm going to keep driving. And you know what? When we get to the top, it's like, oh my word, the view, I can't even describe it. It's phenomenal. Have you ever gone to the Grand Canyon?
Yeah.
You can't capture it in a picture.
No, you cannot.
You can't. And it's the same thing with our health. If you're not healthy, I can't describe it to you. I can't give it to you. I can't. You've got to want it. and you've got to feel it for yourself. But I'm here to tell you, it's there. It's there for your asking.
I mean, mic drop again, first of all. You don't know how good you can feel at any age. There's no, oh, well, I'm old and I'm just going to feel this way. No, you can change that. You can essentially hack your aging or reverse your aging based on societal norms, because there's people that live to 100 that feel absolutely incredible. And I know I'm side tangenting again, and I want to get back to the five pillars. But Amy, speaking of the ingredients, so we know now that we have to read the ingredients. Are there certain brands that you recommend, or do you just say, look everything up in the Think Dirty app? Like, what are the ways that you now pick those products that you're willing to have in your presence?
Absolutely. So Allison, the teacher in me says, get the app.
Yeah, totally. All right, why not? Guys, easy. Let's hack this.
Get the app and start learning, because that's the way we learn, is by doing. And the thing about it is, there are so many wonderful companies out there now. You know, when I first started, there weren't. And there are more and more, and there will continue to be more and more as the consumer demand goes. So, you know, there's some network marketing companies that I really like, with, you know, Beauty Counter and Young Living, and doTERRA has some good products, and Crunchy has some good makeup lines as well. But then there's also some, you know, other companies. The Honest Company has great products. My Green Fills is a company that has all your cleaning and laundry needs are handled through them. I love their products, and they're economically sustainable as well. When you order your first package from them, you get all the containers. And then when you're reordering, they're just sending you the packet that you add into the container and then add the water yourself. So you're not paying shipping for water. You're doing that yourself. And it's more economically sustainable, because we don't have all those plastics going out. I'm just trying to think of other companies, because, you know, me, myself, I use all Young Living, and My Green Fills are my two companies, and I get everything that I need inside my home.
That is perfect. And use the app when you're shopping. Be a conscious consumer. And yes, let's get back to the pillars. I will ask you side questions, but I want to make sure we cover them all.
Absolutely. You go for it. So air, my big tip there is the fragrance, because we're breathing that in. And we want to make sure that we've got, and here's a little side note for you guys, you know, talking about tangents. I just had to go take care of four of my grandkids last week. My youngest son and his wife were going on a vacation. Now, they're part of my family that doesn't subscribe to the things that I do. They think I'm kind of wacky. And that's okay.
That's okay.
Their home is, I mean, the fragrance just hits you like a rock. Now, they're used to it, so they don't even smell it. But I walk in, I'm like, oh my gosh. And within 2 days of being there, I got sick. Now, was it because of the fragrance in there? Probably not. Was it because of the fragrance was part of it, and then the food, and then being in the environment with the children? It was just my husband and I. My immune system was already kind of saying, hey, you're a little wonky, you're out of sorts here. And then I got this head cold. But let me tell you, getting away, because I came home last night, and by the time I drove home, which was 2 hours, my head was completely cleared up. Today, I think I've blown my nose a couple of times, just getting away from all that fragrance. And again, they have no idea, because it's in their cleaners. It's in the dish soap. It's in the bath products that they use. It's in all the laundry. Not only is it, they use the Gain, you know, laundry soap, and then they have the dryer sheets. And then they have a thing that's in the dryer tub that's putting fragrance as well. So it's like, all of this stuff.
Yeah. And have you ever walked into a freshly painted house? That will get me. I can't breathe. I have a headache. I am sneezing.
Yes.
It's amazing. The quick reaction that happens.
Yes. And I knew that I was having an allergic issue, and I was trying to do the things that I needed to do. There were a couple of things that I didn't bring down with me, and I should have known better. And I had my husband bring it down. And so I quickly recovered. Again, there might be things going around too, but when you get to the point of living toxin free and you put yourself in that environment, your body knows it immediately. And it says, whoa, 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 this is not good. So anyway, that's just a little side note. So water, oh my word, there's so many things in water.
water is one of my favorite topics. Okay, is this pillar number two?
Yes, pillar number two. I don't want to scare everybody. So here's what I'm going to tell you.
Well, let's just tell the truth, though. It's okay.
Okay. So, there's a lot in our water. Go to ewg.org. You can type in your zip code. Go into, there's tabs, and hit water. You can type in your zip code, and it will tell you what's testing in your municipality's water.
Yes, this is the Environmental Working Group. So it is a non-bipartisan group that is going to tell you the truth.
They have a team of scientists researching all the topics. Now, here's the thing. You've got to know what's in your water first, but the big ones are heavy metals, pharmaceuticals, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides. What else do we have? Fluoride, chlorine, chloramine. These are kind of the top things that we find in water sources. And this is coming into your body through what you drink, but through what you bathe in. And that's where I want you to pay attention. Because if you're not choosing to do a whole house water filtration system, you are missing the mark. In a big way. I have a friend of mine, Bobby Shaven, who was diagnosed with Meniere's disease. Meniere's disease is an interspatial disease where you, She's out of balance. Like she literally would have to crawl to get from one space to the next. She would go to turn a light switch off on the wall and could not get her hand to hit the wall. She was diagnosed when she was 18 years old. She was told she would never have children. She would have to be on medication for the rest of her life. They changed, number one, what they ate, okay? Number two, they put a whole house water filtration system in. 80% of her symptoms went away. It is so important. When you're inside that shell, remember me talking about 30 seconds to 2 minutes, your body absorbs what you put on it. When we're in that shower, we're taking it all in because it's a hot shower. We're opening those pores up and we're just absorbing it in. So if you cannot get a whole house water filtration system because maybe you're in an apartment, maybe you're in a rental, you can go to Aquasana and get a shower filter. They're less than $50. And I encourage you to do that because that is even more important than what you're drinking.
I think shower filters are one of the most important things that you can incorporate really cheaply, like as you said, and really easily. You can screw them, like anyone can do it. You don't need a fancy installation, which you might need for the water filtration system, which do it when you have the time and the means to do it. But number one, I think personally, because I think it has made a huge difference in my life, is getting that shower filter installed. And you can do it, you can order it very quickly and install it yourself with no issues.
Huge difference. You know, this is a woman who was told no children, medication for the rest of her life. Today, she has 4 kids. She has been symptom free of her Meniere's disease for 15 years.
All the chills. Wow. I'm so happy for her.
I mean, these are things that make huge. It's that one little thing. We don't have to go out and do a million things. We just take one little step and make one little change, and it can have all the difference in our life.
Food Heals Nation, if you've been following my journey lately, you know that I recently moved from California to Florida. And I'm sure you know that moving is hard and you realize how much stuff you have that you no longer need. But some of it's really nice stuff that can go to a better home. So enter Poshmark. Poshmark is one of my favorite apps where you can buy and sell clothing up to 70% off. So there's great brands like Lululemon, one of my favorites, Stella McCartney, my favorite high-end vegan brands, Anthropologie, just so many great brands. Some are brand new, some are gently used, and you can purchase from others and you can sell your own items. Shipping is fast and the app is so easy to use. So you can download the Poshmark app and use my referral code FOODHEALS and you'll get $10 off your first purchase. What I loved about it is I was able to just download the app, log in, and I just took pictures of some of the items that I no longer needed that I knew other people would love, put my price tag on and let the app do the work for me. And it's really fun. It's kind of like a little social networking app because you can follow people and brands that you like. Other people follow you. I discovered I had so many friends on Poshmark selling their closets. So that was really fun to see what everyone else was up to. So it's just a really fun way to get discounts on products that you're not going to find anywhere else at those prices. And it's amazing because you can post your own clothing and shoes and handbags, set your price, and wait for the offers to come in. It's really cool, a great way to earn some extra cash, which definitely helped me as soon as I hit the road. I had a bunch of extra money to hit the road with, to feed myself, to put me up in multiple hotel rooms as I was driving across the country. So it's just an awesome app. I definitely recommend downloading it now. And listeners of Food Heals get $10 off your first purchase. That's so awesome. So just enter your invite code FOODHEALS when you sign up. That's invite code FOODHEALS. And Food Heals Nation, I don't know about you, but when I am shopping for jewelry, I want really beautiful, well-designed pieces, but I also want to shop with companies that have a mission and a message that I can get behind, which is why I love Ana Luisa. Their jewelry is absolutely stunning, and what I love about their story is that they use recycled materials whenever possible. They create their jewelry in small batches because they want to be kind to the earth, and they're carbon neutral. So that means 100% of the carbon emissions related to their product's life cycle are offset. It's great quality pieces, and they even have a year-long 365-day warranty. So that's something that I can get behind. Sustainably made jewelry that is also beautiful, timeless, chic. Like, you got to see what I've got on my finger right now, this beautiful ring that I'm obsessed with that I've gotten a lot of compliments on, and I've only had it for about 3 or 4 days now, and it stands out. And I've got a beautiful necklace and bracelet as well that I'm so excited to share with you. So it's Ana Luisa. So that is A-N-A-L-U-I-S-A. AnaLuisa.com/foodheals is going to get you 10% off of your order. So I recommend going to check them out right now. They have earrings, hoop earrings, ear cuffs, stud earrings, statement earrings, necklaces, layered and pendant necklaces, chain necklaces, lots of rings and bracelets. All of the jewelry is not only gorgeous, but it's long-lasting, luxurious, and affordable, with jewelry starting at just $39. New collections are released every Friday at Ana Luisa, AnaLuisa.com/foodheals. Go treat yourself or your loved ones. Makes a great gift for somebody you love. Use the code FOODHEALS to get 10% off. I could not recommend them anymore. They are just a great brand making beautiful, sustainable jewelry. So check them out, Food Heals Nation. AnaLuisa.com/foodheals. Coupon code FOODHEALS. I would love to learn your thoughts about water because obviously we want to filter our water based on the toxins in our area, in our environment. So that's something you can learn from EWG.org. But what about all the different types of water and alkaline water and all of that? Like, I would love to hear your thoughts on what is the best water for our bodies and is it an individualized approach?
It's not necessarily an individualized approach when it comes to water for the body because, you know, reverse osmosis is one of the better water filtration systems, but we also have dead water. So we have to remineralize it, right? We still want to be getting our minerals in through our water. So it's like this fine balance of what we need to do. And you can do that very simply by just adding some sea salt to your water, pink Himalayan sea salt, gray Celtic sea salt to your water. And that should be like the first thing you drink in the morning. Add a little bit of lemon to it and you're golden for the day. There's a lot of different, I can't answer that question intelligently without some notes in front of me, Allison, because there's alkaline water, there's hydrolyzed water, electrified water. There's so many different types of water, and every expert will tell you this is exactly the water that you need to have. And
right. So true.
And my research shows that it just needs to be mineral based, you know, so to make sure if we're taking and removing all the minerals out of it, we definitely want to add those back into our water. And I personally use reverse osmosis. I also use a water softener. I have a UV filter and a charcoal filter on my water. So I'm covering, because every filtration system does a little bit different of what it's taking out of the water.
Gotcha. And do you have certain filtration systems that you recommend, perhaps on your show or your website, so I could direct people towards them? Or should they go on the EWG website and figure out, well, this is what I need, because maybe I don't need to detox from X because we don't have this in our water, but LA has it, Chicago doesn't, or something like that?
You definitely want to go into the EWG and find out what is in your water. So start there. And then secondly, you can figure out what kind you're going to need. I personally myself like Aquasana because they have so many different filtration systems to use and cover a lot broad base. So that's one that I refer to. And if you go to my website, amycarlson.com, I believe I've got links in there with an ebook that gives you my shopping guide.
Beautiful. Thank you for that. Okay. So water, air, what else we got?
Food. Now, you cover food a lot in your podcast, so I'm not going to go into great detail with our food, but this is the one piece I want to talk about with the food. Is I personally myself struggled with food for many years in my journey, and I knew, being the person that I am, I needed to eat healthy. I needed to eat all organic, and I needed to eat more whole foods. And, you know, I needed to have way more plant and vegetables and fruits than what I had incorporated. And I knew all these things. Yet here I am with speaking engagements, going in my car, driving from one town to another, eating Hostess cupcakes and a bag of chips. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm a total hypocrite. How can I be teaching this? And I had this real shame bias going on and this real inner critic, like, what is wrong with you? How can you go out and preach what you need to do, but yet you haven't taken this final last step yourself? And I had this kind of all or nothing mentality. So what helped me get over that to where I was finally eating the way I needed to eat, and I'll jump into other things with that, is that I needed to use the percentages. So I knew, okay, right now, 70% of the time, I don't eat the way I know I need to eat. I just acknowledge it, and I know that. 30% of the time, I do. Okay, so let's just accept that this is the space that we're at. Now, let's work towards next week. Let's kind of shift that. Let's go for 60% eating better and 40%, you know, or 60% we're eating bad, 40% we're eating better. And I just kept working to down to an 80-20 rule, where for a full year, that's how I ate. 80% of the time, I was eating spot on, exactly what I needed to eat. And 20% of the time, I allowed myself to have that cheat time, eat whatever I want, you know, that type of thing. And what happened by doing this is I didn't have the shame, because I knew I was allowing myself that freedom to do what I needed to do in that 20% of the time. And I knew the 80% was going to offset the 20%. And so there wasn't the shame, there wasn't the guilt, there wasn't the hypocrisy that I was labeling and putting on myself. And what happened in allowing myself to do that is that my body recognized, I don't even want to eat the 20% cheat time anymore, because I don't feel good when I eat that stuff. I still will have those times where I'll have that piece of cake. I'll have that gluten, and even though I know what it does for my body, because, well, somebody's got good home-baked bread and I want a piece of it. But it's like less than 10% now, because I know what kind of a tailspin it puts my body into, and I just don't choose to feel that way. But that took time. So give yourself grace. Acknowledge where you're at with the choices that you're making, and know that you don't have to do it full force. You don't have to do it all at once. Just take it one little step at a time.
I absolutely agree. And my experience has been similar because what I found for myself and a lot of people that I've talked about this with is the cleaner that you get, the more that you feel it when you're not clean.
Absolutely.
Like you said earlier, it's like you don't know how good you can feel until you do. And you're like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. So it's like once you know how you can feel and how good you can feel, and then you go back to not feeling good, it gives you less incentive to do the things that don't make you feel good, such as eating or overindulging on the things that aren't the best. Now, of course, just like you, I find myself on road trips or other countries or at the airport. And even if, because I'm plant-based, I might find the plant-based garbage, but it's all I can shove down my throat not to die before I get on the flight. And that's going to happen. And I have to give myself grace. Or the wedding cake or the most indulgent, delicious vegan ice cream is going to happen. And guess what? I'm going to enjoy it. But it does create less incentive to have it when you're in your regular routine. Because I'm like, yes, I'm all about moderation. But my moderation does not need to include things that I don't need just because it can be included in the diet, because I know it's not going to make me feel as good. I can wake up tomorrow feeling better if I don't have one more glass of wine or if I don't have that decadent chocolate cake or whatever it might be. And so I'll fit it in when it's important, like, or if it's like an event, you know, I said a wedding, but something, what's coming back now, events and conferences and fun things, they're coming back.
Right.
We're going to enjoy them. But I have less incentive to do these things when I'm alone or in my regular routine because I know how good I can feel.
And I would like the listeners to understand too, what are you doing to yourself toxic-wise with your thoughts when you're giving yourself that guilt trip? That sometimes can be cause more damage to yourself than eating the sugar.
Exactly.
You know, take a slice of the cake, but don't have to eat the whole cake. I was eating the whole cake, you know?
Yeah. And don't judge yourself when you're eating it. Be like, I am enjoying this. This feels good. It does give you those good feelings in your brain and you feel good for the time being. So enjoy that and go, I'm going to enjoy this for this moment. I'm going to take pleasure in this instead of going, this is going to make me fat. This is so bad. What am I doing? I can't trust myself. Because that creates feelings of distrust of your own self, which creates you to do it more and more often when you're like, well, I already did it yesterday, so I'm going to do it again today.
Exactly. Exactly. And when you allow yourself that, you're not going to want to make the cheats, you know, and which is a good thing. Awesome. I love that. We're on the same page with that. The other thing I would add in on the food, you know we want to eat, you know, basically, what did God create? If it's God created, eat it. If it's man created, not so much.
So if it grows in the ground,
eat it.
God created.
You got her.
Okay, got
it. The other thing that I would add, remember I gave that example of the cell and how this, when the cell membrane is damaged and it becomes rigid and it's trapping everything in, it's not letting the good things in, it's trapping the bad things inside and the receptors are being blocked. Your cell wall, your cell membrane is made up of lipids, fats. So we need good, healthy fats to heal the cell wall. So think things like coconut oil, avocados. There's a couple others that I could say. Walnuts are really good, you know, to eat if you're, you know, eating nuts. So there's some good, healthy fats that we can add in. Ghee is a good, healthy fat that we can add in and help those cells heal so that we can have the true healing in our body.
Beautiful. All right, Food Heals Nation. Well, we know that food heals, and that's why we're here. But I appreciate this conversation about moderation and how to really understand how our food choices are involved in our detox process. So thank you, Amy. So we've gone over air, water, and food, and you have two more pillars that I'm so excited to get to.
Quickly with these. Listen, the last two pillars, you know, number one is absorption. So think about anything and everything that we put on our skin. And this comes with what we clean with, because if you walk through your house barefoot, you're absorbing it into the body through the soles of your feet. It's in the laundry room. It's in the bathroom. The products that we're using every day. I like to tell you to look at, and again, get that Think Dirty app out. We want to avoid parabens, phthalates, sulfates, and fragrance. There's many more, but those are the four key ones we really want to be avoiding.
Okay, so those are the most important, but my argument usually is if you can't pronounce it, Google it, because you will see if it is super toxic or if it's just another name for something not so bad. Like sometimes there's a name you can't pronounce, it's just a vitamin. You're like, oh, not bad.
Exactly. I used to hear all the time when I first started, if you can't pronounce it, you don't want it. And that's not necessarily true, because a lot of times it is it's the scientific name for something natural. And we just don't know it by that term. And it's very good for your body. So don't go by that. But like you said, Google it, use your Think Dirty app to, you know, to see what is in there. And again, the front of the package is marketing. Turn it over and start reading. When it comes to your cleaning products, you're going to have to start using your app, because unfortunately, cleaning products do not have to label the ingredients in them. I don't understand why that is, but you'll see. This is your active ingredient, and then it says 99% inactive ingredients. That's it. That's all you get.
And, you know, speaking of what we have in our homes, on our carpets, on our couches, on our clothes, everything that we clean with, the surfaces, mm-hmm. not only are we absorbing it, but think about children and pets.
Oh my gosh.
Our pets, right? The pets lay on the carpet all day. They lay on the couches. They lay in the bed sheets. They're absorbing this. And have you seen the massive amount? I remember my holistic vet telling me that there are more pets, dogs, cats, household pets dying of cancer than ever in human history. Why? Probably because of the toxins that they're exposed to that they were never exposed to before.
Well, and it's the same for us. You know, we didn't even talk about where the chronic disease numbers are in society today. They're off the ever-loving charts. And it's because we're not taking our hand off the fire.
Let's talk about it. I know we're doing the pillars, but I think this is so important, because the whole reason I started Food Heals was to help people who were suffering from chronic degenerative diseases, whether it's even acne to cancer. Like, I don't care what it is. It's healable. It's reversible by changing your diet, by changing the environmental toxins you're exposed to, by doing all of the things that Amy is bringing up today. And so, is it getting worse? What are our numbers doing right now? What's happening?
It's nosediving. Look at what we just experienced in the last year. If we didn't have a society where 7 out of 10 adults had a chronic illness, 7 out of 10.
Absurd.
Have a chronic illness. Now, when we talk about chronic illness, we're talking heart disease, diabetes, obesity, stroke, or cancer. These are the chronic diseases. And listen, obesity and diabetes, in fact, they've come up with a new, have you heard, diabesity?
Oh, man.
That's the new word. That obesity is now, what is it, 34.2 million people are obese, morbidly obese. The numbers are skyrocketing. 1 in 3 people have diabetes. And diabetes is one of the top undiagnosed diseases. There's millions of people walking around with diabetes that have no idea they have it.
And lifestyle-based diabetes, right? And so that was one of the hardest things for me over the past year and a half, however long it's been since the COVID pandemic, is you're closing our gyms, yet the lines to McDonald's are around the block. Ugh. How are we supporting the public health in this way, right? Because we know that even a cold, a virus, these things, people are more susceptible when they already have lower immune systems, when they're already suffering from chronic conditions. And so this was very frustrating for me as a person who does everything to promote health and wellness, that this was not being talked about. Like, yeah, take your vitamins, don't eat bad food, and you might avoid some of these problems.
Well, and look at what they've done to the health community over the last year. If you talk about and you teach healthy lifestyle changes, you're quieted. You're shut down. Allison, I got my Instagram account shut down and my Facebook account shut down. I can't even tell you how many times over the last year.
Oh my gosh. So absurd. I'm so sorry.
It is absolutely crazy. NAC, which is a supplement that you can take that actually is wonderful to fight the virus that we were just fighting over the last year as a preventative measure. NAC, vitamin D, zinc, you know, all these things that we can take. NEC now has been said, you know what? It's off the market. You know that one, right?
No, I did not know it was off the market.
They wiped it off the market and they're now making it a drug. You have to get it from a doctor.
Wow. So that tells you something right now, because I know that NAC is something that protects us from free radicals, which yep. is something that we all need to boost our immune system, is to help, you know, the free radicals. And I had good doctors on my show talk about the power of vitamin D, and some of their accounts were also shut down because they know these things work, but you can't patent these natural cures. So no wonder they're going to take something like NAC and now make it a drug, because no one's making money off of it. This does infuriate me. Wow.
Yeah, they took it off. You cannot buy it anywhere, anywhere. You can't go on Amazon. You can't, there is nowhere you can buy it unless you've got an in, and I do have an in. But she's going to be out, you know, of that. So I had gotten it because I knew it was a great respiratory support too. And, you know, the COVID virus is a respiratory illness. So what do we want? We want something that has good respiratory support for the body. And so I had ordered a huge, you know, quantity of it. And I'm like, going into reserve, you know, so that if I need it, I've got it. It's crazy the stuff that they're doing. And here's the thing, what you need to understand is that they cannot have an emergency use for the vaccine if there's something out there that treats the virus. So if there's something out there that that will treat the virus, they've got to quiet it and shut it down so that they could get the emergency use authorization for the vaccine. And they're not going to let anything come through that actually treats it as long as they've got this emergency use authorization out there.
It is a scary world that we are living in, that these things are being suppressed. I remember having multiple doctors on my show, but Dr. Platt saying 10,000 units of vitamin D has been proven in the past to kill viruses in the body. Of course, this has not been studied with COVID because there hasn't been any time to do it. But knowing that statistic, why not double down on your health and take all of the vitamin D that you can? And then I heard Dr. Gupta saying on the public health podcast that he hosts, does vitamin D help with COVID or viruses in general? And he said, there's no evidence to support that. Therefore, you should not take it. And I'm thinking, how irresponsible is it to say, do not take it? I would say, if I was a public health professional, well, you can take it to support your immune system. Why not? Just because there are no studies to show, it still can help you boost your immunity. So it's a big why not, in my opinion. And the fact that that was shut down just made me think, like, this is absurd. And the public is being misled. And it's so unfortunate. And it's hard for people like us who are just like, no, boost your immune system. I haven't had a sniffle since this whole thing began. Not a sniffle.
I've lived through this virus. And I'm one of the, I'm the unmasked, you know, the unvaccinated, I'm in the uncontrolled group here. I did not wear a mask.
You're the witch they're going to burn at the stake.
I'm the one. Scarlet A on me. I did not get it. You know, I've had this head cold that I got down at my son's. This is the first time I've been sick in years. Mm. And it's 2 days, literally 2 days. So, you know, we're not going to tell you that everything we teach you to do is going to stop you from ever catching anything. But all the things that you do add up. And so if your body gets bombarded with something, you're going to be able to adapt to it. The COVID virus, 78% of the people who were hospitalized were obese. 78%. So if you're obese, by golly, you need to start doing something, because your body is more apt to become succumbed to the viruses and bacteria that are out there. And we've been living with viruses since the dawn of day, and we're going to live with viruses until our days end. They're not going away. So we have to start doing stuff with our body so that we can coexist, because that's the way it's meant to be.
Right. The biggest surprise for me was when this happened, I was thinking, because I'm Pollyanna positivity over here, like, wow, this is going to be the biggest wake up call. And people are going to realize how important it is to eat healthy, to detox their lives, and to add supplements and vitamins into their lives that they may not be getting because our soil is depleted. They may not be getting because the water is tainted. But that didn't happen. And it was kind of a you know, sad moment for me to realize, oh, this didn't start a health and wellness revolution. Maybe it will, Amy. You know, maybe we're on the in the beginning of it and it's about to happen. And I hope that that is true. But I was disappointed in the fact that that didn't happen because I was like, this is going to wake people. I was trying to see the positive effects of us staying at home.
I'm with you too. I thought, wow, you know, I don't know what the answer is. Allison, if any of us had the answer to this question, we'd be millionaires because 70% of people are sick. 70%. So what's the answer? What do they need? What do they need from us to help them make better choices and know, empower them? You know, I can't do it for you, but I can empower you to you know, to make a better choice. And I don't know what that answer is. But what I do know is that I can't beat you over the head with it. I can't. You either got to want it or you don't. I've had periods of time over the last 18 months where I've had family members, they don't talk to me because I'm preaching stuff that's not mainstream. And they're like, yeah, we don't want to listen to you. We don't want to hear you. And they've shut me out. And that's okay. That's their choice. But I'm here to tell you, I think there's got to be a reawakening. There's got to be a turning of the tides because we're going to go extinct if we continue to go down the lines that we are. I really do feel that, that's what's going to happen. And the good news is podcasts can't be censored. So
not yet.
To the podcast people, you know, because you can hear the truth and you can hear what's going on out there if you're willing to look at what the truth is.
Yeah. And I appreciate this conversation. I think it's very important. And to go back to your point to what is it that makes people become aware? Because I'm thinking about most of the people I interview, people like you, people like me, it is because we went through our own health crisis and our own health journey where we were forced. I never set out to be the food heals girl. I had Hollywood dreams. I was going to make films, you know, like I'll still make health documentaries, but I had a completely different vision for my life. Then I lost my mother very quickly, followed by my father to cancer, did not understand nutrition, did not understand Western medicine, did not understand anything about toxins or detox or the body and its innate ability to heal itself when given the tools that it needs to do so that I do now. But I didn't understand any of that. And so it took a trauma, a crisis for me to wake up. And it took you a crisis for you to wake up because you were like, I'm too young to feel like this. This is not acceptable. And unfortunately, sometimes it does take us going through these health crises. But if we're up to 7 out of 10 people with chronic conditions, then maybe, Amy, we are on the forefront of the revolution that's about to happen because people are going to wake up and take their health into their own hands. And I hope if you're listening to this, that that is something that you're ready to do. And that's what Amy's show, The Toxin Terminator, and the book is here to do. That's what my show is here to do, Food Heals. So we are here for you to help you on your healing journey and know that your body can heal itself if you give it the tools it needs to do so and take out the toxins, right, Amy?
Yes, amen, amen. It's never too late. It is never too late. I don't care where you are on your journey. You can make a change. And it's one step. That's all it takes.
All right, Food Heals Nation, I hope you enjoyed our interview with Amy. Such good information. I know I'm taking notes. I hope you are as well. And stay tuned because we have a lot more to discuss next week in part 2 of my interview with Amy, the Toxin Terminator. See you then, Food Heals Nation.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This podcast is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Side effects of this podcast may include increased health and vitality, thoughts of living longer, developing a more positive outlook on life. In rare cases, people have experienced a strong desire to actually start using their $39.99 a month gym membership. If you experience any of these symptoms, Snapchat your trainer immediately.